we always get something for something. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought with no instant illumination. We always get something for something. Believe it? Oh, yes. We always get something for something. Have you ever thought about that? That we always get something for something? No matter what it is that's going on in our world, we always get something for something. How do we get something for something? How in our world do we always get something for something? Think about it. Think about what really goes on in our world. If we give out loving thoughts, we get loving thoughts back, really, just like that. If we give out harmonious thoughts, we get back harmonious thoughts. Now, if you give out hateful thoughts, oh my goodness, you find that your world is filled with hateful experiences because you gave out hateful thoughts. Now, who would ever consciously want to give out hateful thoughts? Who would ever consciously want to give out thoughts of hate and anger and unhappiness? Well, people who feel sorry for themselves oftentimes do that. People who feel sorry for themselves, they feel, oh, my world is so terrible. Oh, everybody's so terrible. Everybody does such terrible things. Well, if we would stop and look, who's doing the terrible things is ourselves. Because we are allowing terrible thoughts to be entertained in our consciousness. We're allowing terrible thoughts to be revealed in our life and revealed in our affairs, and then we have them. It's just as simple as that. It's no more complex or wonderful or anything, but just as simple. We get something for something always, no matter what we say, and no matter what we believe, no matter what we try to confuse ourselves into accepting. We're always getting something for something. Now, what is it that we are giving out? What is it that we are sharing in our world? What is it that we are expecting in our world? Are we expecting our world to be a beautiful, glorious place? Do we look at the sun as it's popping up over the mountains or over the hillsides or over the buildings of our city? Do we look at at our pets and say that they are glorious? Do we look at everything and say that it's good? My goodness, yes. The other morning, Rex was chasing after a mouse in a chair. And the cats were bringing in mice from outdoors and then playing with the mice, and then the mice got away from them, and then they ran around and got inside the chair. Well, Rex just thought, oh, goodness sakes, I'm going to get a hold of that mouse. And Rex is a good mouse catcher, better than the mice, than the cats sometimes. But so he goes after the chair, and he's barking, and he's trying to get that chair. And the monks are saying to themselves, that's disturbing. It's disturbing having Rex barking. You see, they're getting something for something. They're calling it disturbing. Now, what could they do? They could have said, Rex is happy now and content. He doesn't have to do what comes naturally to chase after a mouse in a chair. And he is over at the table sitting ready to receive a cookie that might drop from the table for him. Now, they don't think that. And the reason they don't think that is because they're irritated by the outer perspective that's going on around them. They're getting something for something. Rex's barking is giving them an irritation. And so I get up and go over to Rex and put his leash on him and bring him over to the table and hook his leash on a little hook that I have at the table. And he stays with me at the table. And I say, lay down. And he looks over at the chair. He's not forgetting that chair. He was giving something to that chair, and he wanted something from that chair. And so, what happened? But he sat comfortably and quietly by my side at the table. He had his leash on, which helped him to do that. Normally, He lays at my side at the table because I give him my love and he stays there. He got something for something. No. It took me a moment to hook him up and to put him there, but then I went on with my eating. I went on with my breakfast and my conversation at the table, and we were all quite content. But what did we want? The something for something that we were getting was Rex was barking, and that was irritating to us because we were trying to talk and share, and the barking made us think that was an irritation. Now, the something he was giving us was the barking. Now, he certainly didn't think it was an irritation. He certainly didn't think it was something bad. It was just something that he was giving for what he wanted, and he thought he'd scare that mouse out of the chair. But after a few moments, I noticed that the mouse was lying on the floor, and the mouse had been dispatched by the cats, and I showed it to Rex, and he says, "Huh, a dead mouse. Who's interested in a dead mouse? I want a mouse that's alive that I can chase." And I said, "Well, not right now." And I said, "You just lie here quietly." So I gave him my attention and my petting and my expectation that he was going to sit there quietly, and he did it. So I got something for something, and Rex got something for something too, and the monks got something for something too. Now, the monks could have each one walked over there and brought him to the table and hooked him up there and had the something they wanted, but they didn't do that because Rex is my dog, and I'm the one who takes charge of Rex and makes sure that he does what he does. Well, if I don't take charge of my dog, he will not do what I want him to do. If I don't take charge of every something that takes place in my life, then I am going to get something for something. I'm going to get a dog who's barking at a chair, barking at the mouse in the chair. Now, that's not my choice. So I make my choice, whatever my choice is. I don't tell him to stop barking, because the barking he's doing most naturally. I tell Rex we don't bark in the house, but he doesn't always get that message. So I insist upon it by bringing him to me and having him sit near me. And when he sits near me, he does not bark. When he sits near me, I get the something for something that I wanted, and it is wonderful, and it is a very comfortable, happy situation. All of our life, we get something for something. And we don't always recognize that we do get something for something, that we have to be master of the somethings that we want. Now, we could be master of Rex by saying, "Rex, come here and lay down." But the mouse was so compelling to him in the chair, the chase was so compelling to him, it was hard for him not to come and sit down. Now, a well-trained dog would come and sit down, but it takes training, it takes something to get something. I would have to train Rex very assiduously to come when I call him and do what I want him to do. Now, I do train him, but sometimes he just gets an idea for himself and likes to chase after it, and I haven't the courage or the time or the interest to stop him from doing it. Now, it's my fault. I'm paying for my lack of responsibility in training Rex to be an outstanding dog and coming when I call him and doing the things I want him to do. But in 99% of the time of everything he does, it is good and wonderful, and I don't always clean up the little edges. But if I don't clean up the edges, I'm going to have to pay something for something. I'm going to have to get up and go get him and bring him to my presence and have him sit down. I'm going to have to do that extra effort, which should have been just call him to me and have him come to me and have him respond. We always get something for something, and we also get nothing for nothing. If we get nothing in the training, then we get nothing in a trained dog. Now, we'd like to send our dogs to a training school, to dog training school, where they are learning dog obedience and so forth. And we could do that ourselves, but we want to have somebody else do it. We want to give up the responsibility. Well, now, the dog will be well trained in the dog training school, but we have to train him that he must do that same thing when he comes home. We get something for something always. And what is it that we get? Now, would you like to be a healthy person? Well, then you have to give healthy thoughts to be a healthy person. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I am fantastic. You give that thought, you give that something for the something of wholeness that you want to experience. And if you don't give that something, the thought of wholeness, you do not experience the wholeness in fact. These are the principles that we are learning. These are the principles that we are exercising in our life. We are realizing that we only get something for something. And if we are not going to give something, we are not going to get something. If we are not going to give of our time and energy and our interests, our intelligence, now, I wouldn't have to do that. When I take a walk with Rex on the path, and he's off chasing after all of the wonderful, exciting adventures that the path offers to him on the high mountain here, I think to myself, I used to whistle for him, and I used to call for him, and to little avail. But then I began saying, okay, Rex, come walk alongside of me now. I like it when you're with me. You're a wonderful dog. Just to myself, under my breath. I don't say it out loud at all. And within moments, and oftentimes it's instantaneous, there is Rex appearing right next to me, or he's appearing up on the path ahead of me, sitting down waiting for me to catch up to him where he is. But he comes, and I'm experiencing this on the path regularly. Now, I have tried it in other places, but I haven't tried it with the same enthusiasm, with the same conviction that I had on the path. I know he comes when I'm on the path. I know he does. And I know that he wants to be with me on the path. I know that. But do I know that when I'm sitting at the table calling him as he's chasing a mouse in a chair? No, my thought really is that he's chasing a mouse in a chair, and he's not going to be so easily distracted to come to me from the mouse in the chair. But I'm remembering, put that same cause in motion I do on the path, here with him, going after the mouse in the chair. And it'll work. I trained myself. It's not Rex who's being trained. I am the master of my world. And I train myself what experiences I'm going to have, what something I'm going to get for something. And so I say to myself, all is in divine order. Now, I'm not making things happen in divine order. I'm not going out there and changing the world. I'm not going out there and bringing right action, right order to whatever the circumstances may be in my life. I'm making a statement. All is in divine order right now. I'm making that statement. I'm making that statement into the infinite cosmic awareness, but I'm not really making it into the infinite cosmic awareness. I'm making it into myself. And so I place myself harmonious with Rex appearing at my side. I place myself harmonious with divine right order, divine right order, all that is in divine order right now, in my life, at my side, in my world, in my appearances, in my in my world of experiences right now. And it happens. But I train myself, and then the something that I get for something is something that I really appreciate and delight in. It's something that I really find most remarkable and most exciting and most enjoyable, but it's something that I have brought into being by who I am. Now, who am I? Am I a wonderful being? Am I a thoughtful being? Am I a courageous being? Am I an exciting being? Who am I? Am I the type of person that is wonderful to be with? Am I the type of person that I like to be with? I'm going to give something on that one. I am the kind of person that I like to be with all the time. I am a happy person. I am a joyful person. I am a smiley person. I am a thoughtful person. I am a considerate person. I'm a healthy person. I'm a wealthy person. I'm a joyful person in every way. I am a charismatic person that people just look at me and they love to be with me. Just like Obama. He's a most charismatic person. People just love to be around him. They love to believe in him. They love to hear what he has to say. They love it. And this is who I am. I am a charismatic person who people just love to be around, and people just love to be in my awareness, and I am happy about it. But I'm getting something for something. I am giving out the thought that I am, and I am getting back the experience that I am. Interesting. Something for something there. I am giving out the thought that I am a charismatic person. I am a lovely charismatic person. I am a fantastic charismatic person. I am a fulfilled charismatic person. I am a joyful, gentle, kind, thoughtful, just magnificent person. Now, you say, boy, oh boy, oh boy, what an ego you got there. Well, not really. Not really. It's not an ego. It's a realization of truth. Now, am I divine? Well, would you say that's ego? Well, I hope it's not. I hope to kiss a pig. No. Yeah. No, it's not. When you say I'm divine, you think that's okay. That's okay. I am divine. Everything I do is divine. Everything I think is divine. Everything I act upon, everything I see in my world is divine. All of the circumstances, I'm giving out something for something. I'm giving out to something that I am divine, and I'm getting back the divine that I am. I'm giving out I am whole, and I'm getting back the wholeness that I'm putting out, that I am whole. And in every other area of my life, something for something is what happens in our life, whether we like it or not. If we have unhappiness in our life, it's because we gave that out. If we have illness in our life, it's because we have this mental attitude of illness, and that's what we gave out. We're getting something for something, because that's all the principle does. It brings back the something for something. It doesn't bring it back. It just reveals that it's already there. Now, wouldn't it be nice to reveal our divine nature? I like that. Wouldn't it be nice to reveal our abundant nature? Wouldn't it be nice to reveal our healthy nature? Yes. Wouldn't it be nice to reveal our charismatic nature, where we are the most desired people as friends for all in the world? My, how great that is. How wonderful that is. How exciting that is. Yes, that's right. How exciting that is. Now, where are we on this road to excitement and of excitement and so forth like that? Where are we? Are we diligent in the something we're putting out for the something we want? Are we aware and consistent that every single thing, every single something that we consider, we are getting back in likeness? So, I go out and I say, everybody is wonderful. And you say, you haven't noticed what they're doing. No, no, everyone's wonderful. I have chosen to speak my word and claim that as the truth. Everyone is wonderful. So everyone has to be wonderful in my world, because that's all I can see. That's all I'm putting out. That's the something I'm putting out. And the something I'm going to get back is that all is wonderful. Everyone is wonderful. Everyone is thoughtful. Everyone is loving. Everyone is peaceful. Everyone is great, beautiful, good. Wow. Yes, that's what I am putting out. That's the something that I am living in my everyday thought, in my everyday consciousness, in my everyday beingness. That's all that matters to me. I see Rex, my loving dog, doing all the things I want him to do. Now, I cannot make Rex do these things. I cannot make Rex do. I can teach him to behave, to learn good manners, and to do things like that. But to want to do that, to want to always be at my beck and call, to always follow me as his master, to always follow me as the one who gives him instructions, that starts in me first, that first I have to be the good pack leader. I have to be the good master of Rex. I have to be the one who sets the program for him. And I set the program for him by knowing that he will do it, by knowing in my consciousness that he has the something in him that is what I want. And so I shower him with love, and he showers me with love. I shower him with joy, and he showers me with joy. I shower him with every good and wonderful thing, and he showers me with every good and wonderful thing. And I feel so fantastic in this showering that there's nothing more that could ever be more wonderful and beautiful in my life. I am the master of my world. I am the master of the experiences in my world. I am the master of all the happenings in my world. And my world is filled with every something that I choose to have. Because I gave out the something, so the something is revealed to me. Now, if I give out love to Rex, he will shine back Rex love to me. If I give out disobedience to Rex, if I give out my expectation that he won't cooperate, he won't cooperate. If I look at my monks in the family here at the monastery and I see them not cooperating, that's what I'm going to get. But if I look at all the monks here at the monastery and see them happy and thrilled and fulfilled and doing all the things that make them feel that life is really worthwhile, then that's exactly what I'm going to get. That's exactly what I'm going to get. And how wonderful that is. Because I am the master of my world. I am the master of all the experiences of my world, and I am the master of everything that goes on in my world. And everything in my world is wonderful and good and beautiful, and it's all wonderful and good and beautiful because I created it that way. I have made it that way, and it is whatever I make it. I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of all the things that happen in my world. I am the creator of every something that comes to my awareness. If the sun is shining and I'm happy, then I created that. That's the something I put out and the something that I come back. If I am walking and I see the rain start and I do not have choose to have the rain on me, but the rain raining is okay, but not on me. Not a drop of rain will fall upon me. Can you believe that? Is that something you want to give out? Is that just a little game you want to play? Well, play it. Play it and watch and see how it functions. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at how what you might call a miracle is but the law of cause and effect bringing about the results of the something you're putting into motion for the something you expect to experience in your life. You and I experience every single moment of our life the somethings that we put into motion. You and I experience every single moment of our life what it is that we believe about. You and I, individually, selectively, we are the creator of our world. And our world is so good, so wonderful, so fabulous, so outstanding, all because we chose to put something for something. So, join with me in putting something for something and having a world that is the most wonderful, joyful world you could ever imagine. And it's the world you have right now. So, know with me, I love you. I love you. I love you.